Un David is like that, but I'm not saying at school they had him. They had him all in the park in Messias. They got him all around there.
Yeah. Now, did y'all ever burn coal on the island? What would you carry coal in? You carry coal in a
bag. In a binding bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coal.
Coal.
Mm-hmm. Where would you put it? Where would you store it?
Oh, we leave it in a bag and put it in the what a little house. My mother had a little house. Like I said, they said that their hot water put in the corner. And she used that to coat her coffee.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Can you drive? You can drive.
Drive me?
Uh-huh.
The only thing I could drive was a wheelbarrow.
You never?
I started to learn, and then I had my daughter, and she said, well, Mama, I'll take you wherever you have to go. We had an Oldsmobile first. The first car we had was an Oldsmobile, and then my husband and I, we had a car. So I never did drive. Which is me because I couldn't have my name. I know my son would have given me a little car to run around with it. Anyhow, I'm going out, but I never did learn nothing. My husband, everywhere I wanted to go, my husband was there. Was on the moon. He had a truck.
Your husband always?
Oh, yeah, he always had a truck. He had a truck at first, and then after that, he bought himself a car.
What kind of truck? He had a
Chevrolet truck.
Was it open back?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They didn't have the pickup truck, what they call it.
And whenever you want to go somewhere, your husband always...
Oh, yeah, he was always here, always there to bring wherever I want to go.
He always...
Anyhow, he always dropped. But anyhow, the only place that I can remember going was at school, Monday through Friday, was working there, and then on Sunday to church. And that was it. Otherwise, if I'd go to my neighbor's thing at the school, say, I'd never go to the school. And he was working all the time. He'd go by you, he'd go to Blanchard. He said, you struck, go to struck, so you wouldn't come late in the evening. So I didn't worry about that. But when you come in the evening, I would go at the grocery, buy groceries. I need to bring on this boat or something like that.
A wagon wheel started squeaking. What did you have to do with it?
That's what the grease that we need to do in there.
What
kind of wagon? The one with the horse, or you mean just a wagon that you drive?
You did what? You
grease the if it's a wagon, you grease the wheels. You got that kind of, it's thick, 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 and it's black grease. And then when a car, if it's a car, well, you have to bring it to the garage and let them put the grease for you. You got to put it off on the thing and then grease it for you.
And you got your hands all, or you got your hands all.
Oh, yeah, you got your hands full of grease, that's for sure. You grease up the wagon with your hand, so you gotta grease all your hand. You gotta use your hand. Your hand is full of grease.
Yeah.
It's all full of grease, and because you got to put that with your hand, you gotta take it out of the bucket. It's like a bucket. It's about it must be about 10 gallons, and you take that like this and put it all over the wheel.
Now that you've got high blood pressure, you can't eat food to grease.
Nothing like that. I got only one kind. That's what I said. The only kind of I have to have here is that mozzarella, the butter, and the cooking oil. That's what I have to use. Mm-hmm. And I don't use. I boil more than anything else.
Well, What might you call a kind of those things that they go out fishing with at night? Maybe it would be a makeshift kind of lamp, and they put a rag stuff in a bottle filled with coal oil. That would be called a, you know what that was? Would you ever make anything to go out at night, they light it at the end of it, make something?
Oh, my husband never had, he never went trolling at night, he was just so, I don't know nothing about that, to tell you the truth.